Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, December 22nd, 2005. Today's message is simply titled, God Sent His Son. The scripture text is from Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5. But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Here in the United States, and probably in many other countries, public Christmas expressions are increasingly seen as insensitive, unacceptable, and intolerant. Many are aware of the issue of even using the customary Merry Christmas expression, and it is banned in some settings. Last week on my flight to California, I was especially heartened when the pilot, in the customary "Thank you for flying with us" farewell announcement, also stated, "And have a Merry Christmas." I sure hope someone didn't turn him in for being so culturally insensitive, according to the world's sensibilities, or should I say, non-sensibilities. After all, someone might be offended. The incessant efforts of groups like the ACLU persistently seek to remove any hint of Christ from the public square. And this is most pointedly seen at Christmas time. However, there are those who still boldly express their view of the season. Along the main street in our town, we have a large auto dealership with a lighted sign right along the highway which states, "Merry Christmas because of Jesus." And the Jesus actually stays up for about 5 seconds. Bible teacher Warren Wiersbe observes, "In this day when pluralism is interpreted by most people to mean agree with everybody about everything and don't make ways, Christians need to remember that they are different and must test everything by the Word of God. There are many religions, but there is still no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." That's Acts 4, verse 12, and that name, of course, in the context is Jesus. Today, let's remember the real focus of Christmas. God sent His Son. This is the vital truth and the greatest source of joy and encouragement. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift.
Jesus before all the packages are torn into, and after all the paper and ribbon mess is collected and thrown away, you by far remain the greatest treasure we receive at any time of the year. Thank you for coming to us when we needed you most. May we not be fearful but openly voice your presence in the public square, even as the angels proclaimed your arrival on Bethlehem.
Thank you, Brooksine. That's a great prayer, a great thought. How the initial rejoicing in the birth of Christ was quite public. Well, this is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. Our website is simply DailyEncouragement.net. There are additional materials up on the site today. I had them up yesterday as well, but I've added one today. There are a number of links to Christmas resources, a letter that is our family letter to our family and friends that we surely are happy to share with any Daily Encouragement Net readers as well, as well as audio readings of that and some other materials as well that I mentioned yesterday. But there is a new material up. Last week when I returned from my trip, Esther excitedly told me she had come across a great song on the website of one of her favorite Christian artists. She was especially spiritually touched, and she wanted me to watch it with her and then share it with the Daily Encouragement Net readers. I asked her to kind of write her expressions, and here's what she wrote. This song is by Stephen Curtis Chapman and is about kids who have no home and family. I am blessed to have a home and family who love me. I was adopted by loving people, but there are children this Christmas who have no family to love. May this song bless you and your family as it did mine. And that's my daughter's writing right there, slightly edited. And there is a link to a song. It actually opens up the main page to Stephen Curtis Chapman's website, and it should automatically, at least it does on my machine, play the song. If not, just poke around a little bit. It's a beautiful song reminding us of children that need adopted and also of the love of the Lord. Well, have a blessed day today. I'll be plan to share one more message before Christmas on tomorrow. And we want to keep the focus of this season being on our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. I'm Stephen C. Weber. My wife joins me in this ministry, Brooksine. What a joy to share with so many using the medium of the internet and email and all the other forms, this podcast included. Blessings now.